Okay, well, shall we call this meeting to order? For those who don't recognise my voice, it's Keith Davidson, and I've got a terrible head cold, so apologies if I sound a bit croaky. Byron has submitted his apologies to me and asked me to chair this meeting. Christina, do you have any other apologies?
I have apologies from Martin Boyle and Eric Iriarte, and from Dol Hollander, but that was when the meeting was scheduled earlier, so I'm not sure.
Okay, hopefully everyone caught up with the change of time. Who is present also, Christina?
Sure. Present we have Katrina Sotaki, Giovanni Sepia, Keith Davidson, Lisa Fuhr, Stefan Johnson, and Alan McGillivray just joined as well. From staff we have Bart Bosswinkle and Christina Nordstrom. And that's all.
Okay, I think our process today is to try and have a quick reporting in from each of the various component groups making up this IANA transition.
Keith, may I make a point of order first, please?
Sure.
So these calls are recorded, but we say the first one was transcribed, but that's rather a costly business. So we keep on recording this call so everybody knows. So please state your name when you say something, and then we'll post it on the web page of this working group. So for transparency purposes. Thank you.
Just what I was going to say, but you preempted me.
No
problems. I think the groups that we have on the call today can report in on the IANA coordination group, the ICG, the CCWG on IANA, and the CCWG on accountability. And Bart, you'll probably be able to give us an update on the IGRC meeting that we had in LA, if there's anything from that impacts this group.
Yeah, and I will also report a little bit on the accountability working group, because we had a prep call today with one of the co-chairs.
Excellent. Okay. Well, shall I start the ball rolling and cover the ICG meeting from Friday in Los Angeles? That was a fairly steady meeting, and this group is starting to settle into its stride. There was one significant issue of concern expressed by a number of members of the group. For those who don't remember, this is the group of 30 people, of which there are four CCTLD representatives: myself, Martin, Xiaodong Li, and Mary Uduma. And we were all there at the meeting. The issue of concern was that ICANN board had indicated that the proposal that comes from the ICG, the coordinated proposal, would be subject to ICANN editing or veto before it went on to NTIA, and a number of members of the group said that was totally inappropriate. ICANN is coordinating, it's not in charge of the pen, and so on. So after some discussion, the ICANN board liaisons were going to take back the message that the proposal had to go through, untouched. I'll make it brief. Other issues on the agenda was the appointments of the secretariat. And publishing of a FAQ, F-A-Q, which will be happening any day. There was a little bit of discussion around how the accountability stream would fit for the ICG overall. With that, I'm going to cough myself to death. So, Bart, can I hand over to you to chair the rest of the meeting?
Okay, no problem at all. So I think we have the excuse, Keith. If he has something, please type it into the in the chat, Keith. Maybe going back to the cross-community working group, so because that's the most closely aligned with the ICG. Who wants to take the take on that one? I think either Staffan or Alan might be the most appropriate, because Lisa, you were more herding cats this afternoon.
Lisa was worn out. Please, Alan, could you start?
If Alan is only on the... I think he's...
I'm only on the Adobe.
Can you hear me? Yeah, we can
hear you. Can you hear me on the Adobe?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, actually, the full meeting details will be on the record very shortly, so I don't think we have to go through them. The good news is I think Lise did a masterful job of moving us through a very long agenda, the core of which was we have a work plan. And the work plan is structured around the chapters in the RFP that the ICG produced. And I don't know if this group is aware, but Bernie Turcotte has been hired by ICANN to support the CWG. So he actually authored the material that was presented. So I think we're standing in very good stead in terms of both being organized and having someone to start pulling some of these various threads together. There was a discussion at the outset about principles, and that is going to continue. There are a couple of working groups. I put up my hand for some of those, and overall, I was very encouraged that we're actually getting down to business, as it were. So I'm not going to belabor it more than that, but if someone wants to elaborate more, that would be great. Thanks.
Staffan, anything to add?
Yes, I just found my very brief notes from today's meeting, so I've got some more now. We had, of course, notes from last meeting, a review of action items. So we were shown a presentation, revised timeline, slides were shown, etc. So we had a couple of presentations which I haven't had time to look into yet, but I'll go back to them and see what they actually contain. But it was work progress or work process issues. And a third agenda point was about proposals on how to structure work. And we had quite a long discussion on principles for work, or rather, that was argued as well. Is this actually principles for the group's CWG's work or for proposal work? So we had a long discussion on principles and how many they should be and how they should come into more concrete work further on. We went into the paper guiding our work. And we had the five headings, and we started to consider a work order, and actually also dividing it work between each other. The request for proposal I was talking about now. So,
yeah.
And we had an example of triage of IANA functions as well, a way to pinpoint what parts of current agreements that are relevant for work, etc., etc. So we covered a lot, actually.
Okay. Any VC you want to add? But I assume Alan and Staffan covered most of it.
Yeah, they did. I don't. There's only one thing, is that, and that is that Alan did a triage on. The contract with IANA, and that's going to be a subject, and that's not really a part of what was asked for in the RFP, but we think it's going to be a subpart of one of the questions. but it's going to be its own subgroup.
So
I'm done.
Giovanni, Caprina, any questions regarding this part of it before we move on?
No, thank you.
Okay. So maybe related, say I can do an update a little bit on the accountability stuff, but it's
Bart,
maybe...
Keith has a question of the five subgroups.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You want to answer them, or...
I just need the notes, since just a second.
Lisa, let me take a stab at it.
Yes.
It's if you look at the RFP, there are different. It's been as part of the work plan. The group identified work items, and these work items relate to sections in the RFP, and in order to get moving, the method that was agreed upon is that each of these work items, there will be teams providing and doing the prep work on each of these work items. So that is the sub-teams, in fact, of the whole group. The way it works is each of the teams, members and participants of the cross-community working group can sign up and then start working, and then appoint a rapporteur who will inform the broader group so we can make progress. Because if you look at the timeline, the overall timeline, it is grueling for this working group. So we have to do a lot, or the working group has to do a lot in parallel. Does that answer your question, Keith?
It kind of does, but the question I really want to ask, I think, is have the group discussed creating a single common proposal with the Gs and the CCs, and how that might pan out in terms of will there be a single proposal for service level agreement items and statutory contract items, and then specific annexes for CCGLDs and for GGLDs where there are different policy setting environments and those kind of things.
Does any of the members want to answer that question of the cross-community working groups?
Lisa, go ahead.
But I was just... at the moment, Keith, there is a subgroup three that's about a proposal of how to continue in the future. And it is, as it is now, it's a group with the Gs and the CCs together. And it's working in parallel with the other groups. There's a group one and two that's looking at what are we using IANA for now, and what are the oversight. And so this is going to be like a process that's going to go back and forth, because you have the story and the outline of the differences being done while they try to do, proposals at the same time without having the background, but we'll have to merge those. But the time issue is that people are very eager to get going, and I think it's better to use that momentum. So we're getting there, but it's not going to be subgroups of Gs and CCs, and then we're going to have a proposal. No, they're working together at the moment. I don't know if you other wants to.
Well, Stefan here, I could fill in maybe for Keith's understanding. Hopefully that discussions today did not make the difference between CCTLDs and GTLDs, so we were not on that level in discussions. So this wasn't explicitly pronounced that there is a difference, so we were more into getting started, as Lisa said.
Excellent.
Alan?
Yes.
Maybe, Alan, maybe you can explain the triage, what will happen, and say, but this is my guess, out of the triage, this is where you will see some differentiation coming, emerging.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Bart. So I think for Keith's benefit, key working group will be working group 3, and as Lee said, there's not been any specialization or within that group. It's just, and that, so that's going to develop, I guess, the actual proposal. At the same time, I'm sort of leading an initiative to look at initially the NTIA contract, and then eventually we'll have to move on to the ICANN proposal to NTIA for 2011. Really to isolate, firstly to identify the provisions we want to make sure are carried on in another arrangement, and more importantly to identify what can be, what are key issues that will have to be thought about and incorporated into the agreement. And so that work will actually work in parallel. So so when people start outlining the structure of this, then it can be, I think the word is just informed by this work on the contract. And I guess an example of an issue that we have identified in this triage of the existing contract is what to do with intellectual property, because under the current contract, the NTIA and the U.S. government own all of the data and all of the intellectual property related that flows from that contract. So that's an example of something, oh yes, we're going to have to deal with that eventually. It's not a key issue right now. So let's get the framework of a proposal together and then be informed by these issues that come out of that analysis.
Okay, look, this sounds really exciting and like really good progress. My only issue is that there are a whole lot of aspects of the IANA contract that are specifically likely to impact the CCTLDs and not the Gs because of the way they do things. So specifically within the contract there's clause C2.5, which refers to the separation of policy development and operational roles. There's C2.9.2.C, which is all about delegation and redelegation of country code top level domains. And there's C8.2, which is about the contractor, the IANA contractor, not being able to make material changes. And then there's a bit more in C8.3. Now, these are quite significant areas that will need to be addressed, and they probably can only be addressed by the CCTLD world, and they're big issues. So as well as all the excellent start that you've made, can I urge you to look at those aspects of the contract that are unique to us and to start plotting some work? And I'm really happy to help with all of this because it's sort of my area as well, but don't leave it behind.
Alan?
Actually, Keith, Alan here. So just a couple of points. Obviously, yes, we will focus on those elements that are closest to the heart of the CC community. I also wanted to point out just as background, I have put hand, and as did Chuck Gomes, to do, I guess, the first two chapters, at least to be identified as lead on the first two chapters, to fill in, I guess, the RFP template. And these are basically background on current policies, practices, et cetera. And I can certainly report, and we hope to have something out in a day with the ABLE assistance now that Bernie's on the scene. And I can say that Chuck doesn't want to touch the stuff that touches CCs. He's not looking to encroach on our world, and just as we're not looking to encroach on theirs. And certainly there are areas where we have common views, and look, for example, root zone management narrowly. So far so good in terms of working cooperatively, but with each community respecting the core issues of that community.
Okay. Any other questions relating to this topic? So maybe there is another issue is it looks like this working group is going to move very, very rapidly. Say they will have a face-to-face meeting on the 19th and 20th of November, most likely in Frankfurt, and around that time, the just after that time, around the 1st of December, it is the intention to publish a initial or interim report for public comment. Unfortunately, due to the timeline, and maybe it's a good idea that we share the timeline of the CWG with this group as well, is the public consultation will only be 21 days leading right into the seasonal break. So maybe that's something not for on this call, but something for an action item for next week, is to discuss the outreach this group needs to do in order to engage the full community in the work of say getting this moving this proposal forward and addressing the concern that not all have been informed. So that was just a side remark, but say it will be moving very quickly now. Anything on this one? And again, this is for the information of the full group. This is more for the members of the cross-community working group. You have been working on outreach and engagement of the community as well. Maybe to inform the rest is, where do you stand currently? Because one of the topics that was discussed is conducting a survey.
Okay. Stefan here, should I elaborate on that?
Yes, please.
Yes. So we had discussions the other day, I think it was Monday, talking about a survey and webinars as complement to this survey, explaining what we want people, not what we want them to answer, but why we're giving the survey, etc. And so there's talk of a survey and webinars, and it's supposed to be held within 2 weeks from release date, at least. So it's a very fast one as well, and we'll squeeze in some webinars in this. So that's the general plan, to communicate to the community what our intentions are with this.
And I can add on to that. We were planning on sending out the survey on Friday and translated into, was it French?
UN languages, right?
Yeah, the UN languages. I don't know if it was Chinese too, but we're trying to get all the UN languages. But there seems to be some smaller changes made to it in the last minute, and I think these might delay it a couple of days, but hopefully we'll send it out beginning next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions relating to the survey or other activities of the members of the cross-community working group? None? Okay, I'll give you a brief update on where the accountability working group is at. Today we had, the appointed members from the CCNSO are Becky, Mathieu, and Dina Beer as alternate. Unfortunately, there was a meeting last Thursday morning in LA, but both, as you know, Becky couldn't attend the meeting itself, and Mathieu and Dina were already on their way home. Tomorrow afternoon, there will be the first cross-community working group itself, or the drafting team. I say, and again, this one is say it's going through the same process as the one for the cross-community working group on the IANA stewardship transition. They will have, based on the prep call today, say the focus will be on what is called work stream one, relating directly related to the ICANN accountability for around the IANA stewardship, and work stream two, which is the broader ICANN accountability. One of the issues that will pop up in my mind over the next week or two is the relation between the ICG and this accountability process, but also if you look at the charter of the Cross-Community Working Group on IANA Stewardship, between that working group and what it intends to do around accountability and the broader accountability working group. So we need to figure out a way to engage the, say, at least in this at this stage, some members of both groups in the accountability work to ensure that the overlap is not too large. So that's where this working group is at. Tomorrow afternoon, as I said, will be the first call, and it will be at 1300 UTC. Another point is the working group members and expected that the CCNSO would appoint a co-chair of this working group as well, and it has to be one of the members. So over the next day or two, when both Becky and Mathieu are back and online, I will try to engage them in say the co-chair together with the council. So the co-chair could be will be appointed. So the co-chair of the drafting team will be appointed by the CCNSO council. That's a bit about around the update of the cross-community working group on accountability. Keith, you mentioned the IG. So I wasn't present at that one. We discussed it briefly in LA, but that's about all. I can't recall anything. I didn't attend the meeting itself. So that's something maybe for the future that we invite Jordan or somebody else of that working group, cross-community working group, to attend this meeting as well as the members of the drafting team.
But I think it was what was called the Internet Governance Review Group. That you were at. I'm picking that the CCWG on IG is firewalled away from the IANA transition sufficiently.
Yes. Yeah.
Notwithstanding that, we should possibly offer the chair of that, or the vice chair, or is it the co-chair of that group, the opportunity to participate to just be in the loop, because these things will have some impact, even if not direct involvement.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think the same is for the members of the drafting team. Say, if you look at the charter, I'll get back to what you just mentioned, Keith. I'll get back to the charter of, say, if you look at the charter of this group, in principle, the members of the accountability cross-community working group will be invited, but at this stage, probably inviting the drafting team members is a good thing as well. Going back to the, say, what you just mentioned, the coordination group or review, ad hoc review group, that will be transformed into a standing committee dealing with internet governance. And the members of the say, the cross-community working group will be ex-officio members of that working group, and there will be, say, the general managers of the regional organizations will be invited, of course, and most likely there will be a call for volunteers as well to assist them and to at least have a home for those in the CC community who are interested in internet governance work, excluding the accountability and IANA stewardship processes, because that's out of scope of the cross-community working group.
Oh. Okay.
Great.
I think I don't know, Keith, do you want to discuss any other matters or other members? Because I think we now really get the picture. As said in the chat and asked, I will send out the material from the cross-community working group to this list today. I'll do it right after the call. I don't know if there are any other questions or other topics people want to raise.
Nothing more from me, Bert, but if anyone has anything to add or any questions, please raise them now.
Well, Staffan here, just a very practical thing. A year ago, I decided to have vacation with my family next week, so I will actually go to San Diego, and I'm not mad going back again, but I will join these meetings anyhow. So if you hear from me from San Diego, I'm not mad. It's just I planned before I was appointed in this. So don't be too alarmed.
We won't call it
maybe something called Swedish sanity.
Yeah. Something like that.
Just one more thing. I think unless people... I think it's a good thing to have start scheduling this call every 2 weeks, so we know what is happening, because especially the CWG will now make, that's my guess, considerable progress, but every week is too much.
Yeah, agreed, but 2 weeks is probably enough that we make sure that nothing isn't completely missing.
One of the things I'll say as an action point for next call is probably a broader discussion on outreach and engagement of the community to ensure they get involved or at least have the chance to get involved in the around the IANA stewardship process. And if we have Mathieu and Becky and Dina on the call, a discussion around the potential overlap between the two processes.
Oh. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. That's all for me.
Christina? Sorry, this is Christina. I just wanted to ask if you want to alternate the times of the calls, or do you want to keep this as a standard time?
I think we already agreed it was on a rotation for those of us who've been doing this. We've had this little group sort of loosely formed for a while.
Yeah.
As these subgroups come on, it's more formal, but I think it's on a rotational basis.
Okay.
And it would be really good too, Bert, if we could try, and Christina, if we could try and coordinate between the various groups so that the calls could be at a cohesive set of times where possible. I know that's not necessarily always possible, but having a meeting at 2 a.m. and one meeting at 8 a.m. doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anything else? If not, then thanks for joining. And talk to you in 2 weeks, all of you.
Thank you.
Apologies for the coughing and fluttering.
Well, have a good evening or morning, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good coffee. Bye-bye.